Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Differences Between UI and UX. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding UI/UX Design in the UI/UX Design for Frontend Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definitions of user interface, UI, and user experience, UX, the relationship between them, and practical examples to illustrate their differences. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between UI and UX and understand how they interrelate in the context of designing effective digital products in the finance and fintech industries. Main content: UI versus UX definitions. User interface, UI, and user experience, UX, are often used interchangeably, but they represent distinct concepts in the design world. UI refers to the visual elements of a product that users interact with. This includes buttons, icons, spacing, typography, color schemes, and overall layout. Essentially, UI is about the look and feel of a product. A well-designed UI makes it easy for users to navigate and accomplish their tasks efficiently. Conversely, UX encompasses the overall experience a user has when interacting with a product, including their emotions and perceptions. UX design focuses on how a user feels about a product, encompassing aspects such as usability, accessibility, and the pleasure derived from the interaction. A positive UX is essential for keeping users engaged and satisfied with a product. Understanding these definitions forms the foundation for grasping how UI and UX work together. The relationship between UI and UX: while UI and UX are distinct, they are interdependent. A great UI can enhance the user experience, while a poor UI can lead to frustration, even if the underlying UX is sound. When UI and UX work harmoniously, they create products that are not only visually appealing but also easy and enjoyable to use. For example, if a banking application features a striking UI but is challenging to navigate, users may feel overwhelmed and deterred from completing transactions. On the flip side, a simple and intuitive UI can elevate a mediocre UX, leading to higher user satisfaction and retention. Thus, a successful design process involves collaboration between UI and UX designers to ensure that both elements are aligned with user needs and business goals. This collaboration can result in a product that meets users' functional needs while also delivering an enjoyable experience. Examples illustrating differences. To further illustrate the differences between UI and UX, let's consider two examples from the finance and fintech sectors. Mobile banking app. Imagine a mobile banking app that has a beautifully designed dashboard with vibrant colors and sleek fonts, UI. However, if users struggle to find essential features like balance checking or fund transfers because of confusing icons and poor layout, the UX suffers. The app's visual appeal does not compensate for its usability issues, demonstrating that UI alone cannot create a satisfactory experience. Investment platform. Now consider an investment platform that prioritizes UX. The site is organized logically, with clear instructions and helpful tooltips guiding users through the investment process. The UI is clean and simple, ensuring that users can focus on making informed decisions without feeling distracted. Here, the synergy of effective UI and positive UX results in a platform that users trust and enjoy using. These examples emphasize that while UI grabs attention and draws users in, UX keeps them engaged and satisfied. A balance of both is essential for creating successful digital products. Conclusion. In summary, understanding the key differences between UI and UX is crucial for effective design in the fintech space. UI focuses on the visual aspects that users interact with, while UX encompasses the entire experience users have with a product. By recognizing their interdependencies, designers can create products that are not only visually appealing but also user-friendly and emotionally satisfying. This foundation sets the stage for deeper exploration of effective UI/UX design practices in the subsequent lessons of this course. Reflection questions: how can you apply the distinction between UI and UX in your current or future projects? In what ways might improving the UI of a product enhance the overall UX? Reflect on a time when a poor user experience affected your perception of a product. What specific elements contributed to that experience?